Well, hey, good morning. We're so glad that you're here. We got a full house and our kiddos are in the house and I'm so thankful for it. I was thinking through when Jesus said, let the children come. And there is something right here about, it's a beautiful picture of God's people, all of us together, young and old, worshiping together and learning together. And so, man, we're so glad that our kids ministry workers get to be in here, taking a week off. And if you have kids, this will just give you a reminder of how amazing our kids ministry is, okay? Here's the other thing I want to say to you parents. Being a parent, I know it can be stressful, and I know that you want your kid to just hush it up, but they're not made that way. So do your very best to, let them do their thing. If you need to take them out, that's fine, but try. I know it's hard. Just try to ignore it a little bit and focus, because guess what? You're not the only parent in here with a kid. Everyone's kid's in here, and so it's all good, okay? So I wanted to preface that, and I always like prefacing with that. Like, we created this as a family service for that very reason, and we don't want you to stress, and we want you to be blessed, and so that's what we want to do today. Now, with that in mind, we've been in this series, Hold the Line, and it's been an amazing series. It's been deep. We've been talking about God's Word and stepping into God's Word, and each week we've been going deep. And I thought about, like, you know what, maybe I'll just ease up a little bit. The kids are in here, but that didn't happen. So I do have a powerful word for you today. I would encourage you to take notes. There are a way to take notes in the seat back in front of you. You can take notes online. If you're joining us online as well, man, we're glad that you're here. You can also go, there should be a link posted, and you can go and follow along the notes there. If you don't have the app and you want to get the app, you can get it, and the notes are on there if you'd rather do it digitally. There's a phrase that has been repeated to me over and over this week, just in my own personal study and in different conversations, and the phrase is simply this: seek the truth or believe the lies. Seek the truth or believe the lies. Now, just so we're all on the same page, when I say seek the truth, there's only one truth that I'm talking about, and it's this truth. It's the truth in the Bible. So as I've been in different conversations and just talking to people, and I've just been realizing there's so many lies coming at us every single day. We lie to ourselves, the world lies to us, and then the enemy comes in and he amplifies all those lies and makes us think that they are truth. And so if we're not seeking the truth, we're going to believe those lies. We're going to talk about that. I decided to just do a little bit of research, and I found this fact. It said, according to the National Science Foundation, an average person has about 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. It's a lot of thoughts. Of those, 80% are negative. 80%. 95% are repetitive thoughts. So every day you have these thoughts, 80% are repeated, and then the next day you're just repeating the same thing over and over again. 80% of our thoughts are repeated, and that's... No, we think about that, and you begin to process it, and you're like, yeah, I could probably say that's true in my life. I found another thing that I found. It was on totalbrain.com. It says, negative thoughts often arise from five common thinking traps. Catastrophizing. It says, blowing things out of proportion and expecting the worst out of any situation. Now, as I say these, maybe you'll be like, yeah, that's me. So everything is a catastrophe. The second thing is black and white thinking. Seeing people and events in all or nothing terms without recognizing gray areas. Overgeneralizing, drawing sweeping conclusions based on a single event or incident. Four, should statements, returning to the past and thinking what could or what should have been done in a situation. And then the fifth one is jumping to conclusions, making unhelpful assumptions without having all the facts or information. So those are just five that they kind of generally put out there that maybe we all run through throughout our day and throughout our life. But I believe the worst of all negative thoughts is the lies that we tell ourselves. And we do it. We do it a lot. And if we tell ourselves those lies enough, we begin to believe those things. So here's what I want you to do. Think about your daily thoughts. whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether it's the weekend, no matter what's going on, what lies, and I'd love for you to write this down or type it in on your phone if you take, what lies do you tend to speak to yourself? Take a moment to really think about that. What lies are you saying? What lies are you speaking? What lies are you repeating? What lies are you believing? Write on the notes, because we're going to come back to that at the end. And like I said, we lie to ourselves. And it's constant, as we already saw, all those thoughts we have, and 80% of them being negative. So we lie to ourselves. The world lies to us. And we know that the enemy lies to us as well. And so when all these lies are coming at us from all these different angles, truth is the best tool to combat those lies. And it's not our truth based on what we know. It's not the world's truth. And it's definitely not the enemy's truth, because as we know in Scripture, there is no truth in him. This is what it says in John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he has not stood in the truth. Ready for it? There is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks from his own nature, because he is a liar and a father of liars. Now, sin and Satan are running rampant in this world and have taken capture of this world. And we have lies running rampant in our minds. So because of all these lies that are taking place and all the negativity and everything that's coming at us, we have to do our best to combat it. And here's how we do it. We daily seek this truth. Daily seek this truth. And it's not just seeking it daily. It's speaking it to the lies that we are telling ourselves every single day. So we seek the truth and we speak the truth to combat the lies that are coming at us from all different angles. Matthew 4:4, and you know, Jesus, I'm not going to go to that just yet. Matthew 4:4, we'll go to it in a minute. So you think about this and you think about Scripture. And we go to Jesus because he's our best example, and he's getting ready to start his ministry, and he's led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, and he's there for 40 days, and he's fasting, and he is tempted. And what does Jesus use every time the enemy brings a lie in his face? What does he, every single time? Scripture. It was so interesting. I was reading a commentary, and it said this. It says, Jesus is the Word, right? We know that he is the Word, he is the way, he is the truth. But even though he was fully divine and fully human, he still went to Scripture, the Word, to combat the enemy's lies. And if Jesus needed the truth to combat the lies, guess what? You needed even more. And so we use this to combat it. And it said, Matthew 4:4, but Jesus replied, it is written and forever remains written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. How do we live? By the word of truth. How do we combat the lies? By the word of truth. By every single word that comes out of the mouth of God. We are in a spiritual warfare every single day. And I think for too many of us, we try to combat spiritual warfare with our human efforts and tactics, and that is not going to work. If you want to combat spiritual warfare, you've got to use the Spirit of truth, revealing the Word of truth in your life to come against those lies that the enemy is bringing into your mind. It's not going to work. It's worthless if we use our human efforts and tactics. Here's what 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says. For though we live in the body, we do not wage war in an unspiritual way, since the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but we are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds, these mental lies, these mental walls that are raised up in our lives and in our minds that are opposing the truth. These are the strongholds that we are fighting. And so we demolish those through the powerful through God, and we demolish arguments on every high-minded thing that's raised up against the knowledge of God. And this is the best part. You ready? We take every thought captive to obey Christ, to obey the truth, the word of truth. How do we demolish arguments? How do we demolish strongholds? The knowledge of the word of truth, the knowledge of God. And with the word, with the truth, we hold our thoughts captive. We don't believe them. We put them in their place. The lies are demolished because the enemy, the father of lies, guess what? He cannot stand, he cannot stay, he must flee when the word of truth is spoken in his presence. We got to believe that in our lives. Believe that this has power. 1 John 2:14. I write to you, young men, because you are strong. And ready? The word of God abides. The word of God lives. The word of God permeates in you. And guess what? Because the word of God abides in you, you have overcome the evil one. He's the father of what? Lies. If we abide in the truth, we overcome his lies. And we overcome the lies that we are telling to ourselves. When God's word remains in you, you can combat and overcome the lies. And guess what? You get to experience victory. We find that in the word of truth. Now, unfortunately, this isn't something that's one and done. You can be like, oh man, look at that. I used the word of truth the other day and I combated the lies that the enemy threw at me. No, 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 no. The enemy is relentless. Actually, the lies that you tell yourself are relentless. They are daily. They are numerous. They are negative. And if you want to combat them, you have to daily seek and speak the truth over those lies, and it is something that you will do for the rest of your life. And that's how we have reliance on him. We have reliance on his word, and we allow his word to speak to the lies and overcome them. He's going to keep coming at us. 1 Peter 5:8-9, it says this. Be sober. Other translations say be sober-minded. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. Why? Because that enemy of yours, the devil, he's prowling around like a roaring lion. He is fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. But resist him. And what are we standing firm on? Our faith. Against his attacks, rooted, established, immovable, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being experienced by our brothers and sisters throughout the world. So he's roaring around. He's going around. And he's just waiting to devour you. The enemy prowls around. He'll flee when you speak the word, but he'll be back. It was interesting in Luke 4:13, after Jesus had, you know, spoke the word to him each time and just shut him down. After the third time, it says this, when the devil had finished every temptation, he left until a more opportune time. He's not going to let up. He is the father of lies, so he will keep speaking those lies. He will keep bringing those lies to you. So he'll be back. And you want to know when he'll be back? You know what he's waiting for? The moment when you're weak, when you're vulnerable, when you're unprepared. He'll begin looking for gaps in the truth that you're speaking over yourself. He'll begin looking for a moment when you are speaking lies to yourself. And you want to know what he's going to come do? He's going to come in and amplify those lies. And as he amplifies the lies you're already telling yourself, he's going to have you believe that those lies are truth. Hi, sweet baby. Give me a high five. Right here. Yeah. You coming up here? She's coming. She's got a better word. Oh, see, there's something just sweet and innocent about that, and I love it. So he's going to come. See, in the moment, so you'll experience victory, right? You're lying to yourself, the world will be lying to you, the enemy comes lying, you say, you know what? No, I don't believe that. By the power of the Holy Word, I'm saying no. You can flee. And you feel good in that moment, right? And you're like, oh, yeah, you see what I did? Go, I'm so good. And you're excited about it. And in your victory, you begin to let down your guard. Maybe a week goes by, or 2 weeks go by, or 2 months go by. And you've stopped really seeking this. You stop speaking this. And then lies start coming in, and the enemy sees it, and he comes and he attacks because he's prowling around like a roar. He's ready to find you. He wants to find you alone, by yourself, and weakened. When you're not together in worship with your fellow believers, when you're not being held accountable by your brothers and sisters in Christ, you can be like, look, they think they can stand alone, but they can't, and so I'm coming in, I'm going to attack them. And he comes and he prowls and he attacks. And so that's why 1 Peter tells us, be sober mind, be alert, be cautious at all times. To do what? To resist him and be firm in our faith. To stand firm on a belief of the truth of God. This kind of goes along with Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Guess how often your mind needs to be renewed? Every single day. And go back and look at the amount of thoughts that we think and the amount of thoughts that are negative. Good Lord, you need it every day. You probably need it at the beginning, in the middle, spread all between, and at the very end. So we need to renew our minds so that we may discern, you ready, what is good and what is pleasing and perfect will of God. We got to renew our mind daily because it's being attacked daily. Pastor Rick Warren said this, the battle for sin is always starts in our mind. And the reason we have so many ineffective Christians today is that they do not know how to fight the battle of the mind. If you want to push out the negative, you want to push out the lies, you got to fill it with truth. Over and over and over again. I can just tell you from experience, I am in this word a lot. I still lie to myself. The enemy still lies and brings lies to me. He still finds weak points in it. Every single time I got to recognize that I can't do it on my own. And I need this word, and I need to be in this word, and I need to go to this word. Hosea 4:6 says this, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Just lack of what this truth is, and lack of the promises that he holds. And we got to be in it. When we don't know the truth, we will be easily overcome by the lies. Lies of the world, lies of the enemy, lies of ourselves. Our mind will constantly lie to us. It's always speaking. You can't get away from it. And in order to change what it says, we have to daily seek and speak the truth. And how many times a day do you hear you're not good enough? How many times do you hear you'll never be able to do that? That person is better than you. You don't need to change, or you need to change so much that you can't change, or one more dose of your addiction will be good for you. You don't need anyone else. You'll never amount to anything. You ever heard those lies before? They're probably running through your mind constantly. I know they run through mine sometimes. It's constant. So how are you combating that? 1 Corinthians says that we take those thoughts captive by the word. 1 Peter says to combat it, we must be sober-minded, alert, and cautious, resisting and standing firm in our faith. And when we do that, I love that 1 Peter 5 goes on and it says in verse 10, now the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Jesus Christ will do what? He'll restore you. He'll establish you. He will strengthen you and he will support you. And we find that in his word, in going to his word, and using his word to combat the lies that we're telling to ourselves. So we abide in his word. And we go to his word every day. We stand on his truth. We're alert. We're sober-minded. We're ready for the attack, standing firm in our faith and standing firm in the truth. And when you are doing that, no matter the lies that are coming, you will be able to use God's word to combat it. And that will always be the case. That'll never change. This truth will always combat and overcome the lies that we tell ourselves and that the enemy brings in front of us. So let's go back to that first question. What lies do you speak to yourself daily? What lies do you speak often? It's time to use the truth to combat them. And I can just tell you right now, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, number one, don't think that you're the only one that's ever gone through this. You're not. Number two, the truth that you need to overcome that is in here. It always will be. And the enemy will lie to you and say, oh, you're not going to find what you're going through right now. That book's outdated. That book's not for you. It's not going to speak into what you're going through. They didn't deal with that when they wrote this, and they weren't thinking about what you were going through. Those are all lies of the enemy. This word will speak truth. And if you're willing to daily seek it and speak it and write it on your heart and write it on your mind, when the lies come, you can speak against it. Here's what I want to do. I want to close this out. But I want to show you just how much the word can combat the lies that we tell ourselves. I'm gonna give you, I think it's probably about 12 different lies and some scripture and some real truth. So you guys can put the first one up there. Lie, first lie here. I am unworthy and unacceptable. Romans 15:7. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. So the truth is, I am accepted and worthy. Next lie, I am alone. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So the truth is, you're never alone. Next lie. I feel like a failure. Hebrews 10:14 says, for by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. So the truth is, you are being perfected in Jesus. as you seek him. The next lie, I have no confidence. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear or of timidity, or that's my other version, of fearlessness, of one power, a love, but one of sound mindedness, right? We don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of confidence through power, love, and self-discipline. So the truth is, I have every reason to be confident because of God and what he's called me to. The next lie. I'm confused. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5 says, we demolish arguments and every high-minded thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive. We already went to that one. So the truth is, I have the mind of Christ through the word. The next one, did I do I'm confused already? No, that's one I just did. Next lie, I am depressed. Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lie, I am depressed. The truth is, I have every reason to be hopeful. You combat it with the word. Lie, there is nothing special about me. Genesis 1:26 says, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. You are made in the image of God. So the truth is, you are wonderful and you are unique and you are amazing because you're made in his image. Lie, I don't have what I need. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So the truth is, I lack nothing. Lie, I am afraid. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord on the authority of his word, and he answered me, and guess what? He delivered me from all my fears. So the truth is, I have nothing to fear. Combat it with the truth. Lie, I am weak. Philippians 4:13 says, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. So the truth is, I am strong in Christ. Lie, I am addicted. Romans 6:22, but now you are free from sin and have become slaves to God. That brings you a life that is only for God, and it gives you life forever. So the truth is that you are free from bondage that is found in Christ. Lie, I am defeated. Romans 8:37, yet in all things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through him who loves us. So the truth is that I am victorious in Christ. Do you see how it works? Do you see how it changes your thought process? Do you see how going to the word can say, you know what, that's a lie, don't believe it. Believe the truth that I have given to you right here that you could have every single day. You got to seek it, you got to speak it, you got to believe it, and you got to just keep repeating that every single day so that you can come against the lies you tell yourself, the lies of the world and the lies of the enemy. You abide in his word. You be sober-minded. And you speak the truth against all the lies that the enemy throws at you. You have to be in the truth, though. If you want to combat those lies, you got to be in the truth. So that you can know the truth. So when the time comes, you are prepared to combat the lies that the enemy is throwing your way. It's only in the truth that we are set free. We're set free from sin, we're set free from lies, we're set free from those things that we're telling ourselves. It's found in the truth. And that means we all gotta be in it. We gotta be studying it. Man, you go all the way back to Hosea. I love Hosea 4:6. What's it say? My people are destroyed. Why? Lack of knowledge. And I think we know what this word says. Or we've heard what this word says, and maybe someone else spoke it, or maybe someone else posted something. But that's them doing that. What about you? Do you have the knowledge? Have you studied this? You got to write it on your heart and the mind. Like, it's got to be something that is a part of who you are every single day. Let's abide in his word. I'm going to ask you guys to bow your heads. Close your eyes. My guess is that for many in here, you're guilty of believing the lies. The lies about who you are, the lies about what you can do, the lies about your guilt and your shame and your failure or whatever it may be. And you've been believing it. The lies that you have nothing to offer, the lies that, man, you missed your opportunity, the lies that God can't use you, the lies that says no one will accept you because of the damaged past that you have done. And you've believed it. And I'm here to tell you today that that is not the truth about who you are. But don't believe me, believe the word of God, because in Christ we are set free. By his word, by his truth. We are telling those lies and the enemy to flee. Don't believe it anymore. In him we are victorious. In him we are redeemed. In him we are restored. In him we have purpose. In him we have life. No matter how damaged, no matter how shameful, no matter how much regret, no matter how much we think we can't, he is bigger and better and good enough. He's a God of the impossible, and that is the truth that you need to begin to speak over your life. God, I pray today, God, that you would, oh man, that you would allow us to be a people that is hungry and thirsty for the knowledge of your truth. Number one, so that we can help bring the hope to a hurting world, but also so that every day we can know your truth and go to your truth and speak your truth over the lies that this world tries to bring at us. Allow us to be a people. Allow your spirit of truth to reveal your word, to reveal your promises as we dive into this thing. Let us cast aside all the lies that say, I don't have time. I'm just not a good reader. I just doesn't connect with me. Those are all lies. You have given us your word. It is powerful. It is overcoming. It is something that we need, and the enemy has been lying to us and saying, you know what? You don't have time for that, but that is the one thing you've got to make time for in order to combat the lies that the enemy is throwing in your head. God, let us be a people that are going after your word and going after your truth, because we need it. We need your truth. I need your truth. Oh, God, I thank you for the demolition of strongholds today. I can sense it. Your truth has been spoken. And those lies, and they are running. Because they can't stand in the face of truth. They got to go. And we're just going to let them. And when they come back, ooh, by the word of truth, we're going to be ready. we're going to come at it. And we're going to say, you know what, man, you may be able to conquer me by myself, but when I stand with the word in front of me and the word behind me, I have the word of truth, you can't stand, because we are more than conquerors through the power of the word of God. If in your life you spent many a years believing the lies, you've tried everything in your own power and the world's power to overcome those lies, I need you to know today, listen to me, there is only one way to be set free from the bondage of that lie and the lies that you've been living, and that is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Those things that you were holding on to, those lies that you were identifying yourself with, he took those on the cross and he put them in the grave and he rose up with victory for you. So if you haven't surrendered your heart and your life and all the past and all the garbage to him, do it right now. Set the lies aside and begin to live in the truth, who is Jesus Christ. It's through him that we are made new, daily made new. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. And thank you so much for moving today. Allow us to be a people of your word that abides in your truth. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.